the Springboks could take a giant step towards retaining the Rugby Championship for the first time in our history. And in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat to the ultimate Springboks Argentina Rugby Championship preview. Let's kick off with the two teams, starting with the world champions. Buan Venta comes into the starting 15 because Oxenchea has withdrawn because of a late injury. Malcolm Marx and Thomas Du Toit will start up front. Eben Etzebeth is back at 4 with Ruan Norkia in the 5 jersey. Sia Kolisi is our captain at open side. Peter Steph Du Toit is at blind side. And Jasper Visser is the 8th man. In the back line, Kobus Reinach continues at 9. Sasha Feinberg-Ngomezulu starts at fly half, as he did in Wellington. Damien Dialendi and Kanan Moody are the centres. Ethan Hooker and Cheslin Colby are on the left and right wings respectively, with Damien Willemser at fullback. The bomb squad is once again a 5-3 split. And as mentioned earlier, Buan Venta moves into the starting 15 at Lucid. That means Jan-Hendrik Wessels will be the Lucid in the bomb squad, and Marco van Staden comes into the bomb squad. He will actually come on in the second half as a replacement hooker. Adgia Sneyman and Quacha Smith will come on in the second half, as will Morne van den Berg, Marnie Lebok, and Andre the Giant Esterhazen. Now let's look at Argentina. Up front, it's going to be Michael Vivas, Captain Julian Montoya, and Joel Sclavi. Franco Molina and Lucas Paulos are the locks. My favorite Puma, Pablo Matera, is in the 6th jersey, with Marcos Kramer in the 7 jumper and Joaquin Oviedo wearing 8. Gonzalo Garcia is the scrum half, with Santiago Carreras at fly half. Another Santiago, Chocobares, is at inside center with Lucio Cinti on his outside. Mateo Carreras and Rodrigo Iscro are the wings, with Juan Cruz Mashia at fullback. Their replacements are as follows: Ignacio Ruiz, Boris Wenger, Francisco Correa Marchetti, Guido Petti, Pedro Rubiolo, and Juan Martin Gonzalez are their forwards. So coach Felipe Contepomi has opted to go with a 6-2, and the two in question are Simon Benitez Cruz and Tomas Albornoz. So a few thoughts, starting with us. The team is similar to the one that handed the All Blacks their heaviest ever defeat, 43-10, a couple of weeks ago in Wellington. Eben Etzebeth is in for Luit de Jager, and Willemser moves to fullback for Apelele Fassi, allowing Damien Dialendi to come in. We saw pure magic from Willemser in the New Zealand capital, playing at 15 for the majority of the match anyway, so I'm excited. Equally excited to see how Sasha goes at 10. I know I'm going to upset a bunch of people right now, but I rate Feinberg and Ngomezulu ahead of Marnie. Now, to be clear, Lebok had his best test match so far against the Kiwis 2 weeks ago. He was sublime. And if he plays like that consistently, then I think it's going to be very hard for Sasha or Andre Pollard to start ahead of him on a regular basis. So the ball is now very much in Marnie's court. But you know Dr. Russie Erasmus. He will keep rotating, and so here's Sasha's chance to show us what he can do. Perhaps show us what he might have been able to do had he not suffered a concussion against the ABs. Otherwise, I'm expecting more of the same. When I look at Los Pumas, I see a very dangerous outfit. Many will remember back to last year when they were the only team that could beat us in the Rugby Championship. Remember that 1-point defeat in Santiago del Estero? If you do, you'll also remember Tomas Albornoz, the man who was the Pumas' magician that night. Well, thankfully for us, you might say, Albornoz is on the bench this time around. Well, not so fast. Santiago Carreras is a skilled operator himself. So I wouldn't be overly excited just yet. They are a side that has got better and better over the last few years. So much so that I think it's a load of nonsense to call their wins over us and New Zealand upsets now. In fact, if anything, it's an insult to how good the Argentines have become. Think of it like this. They have beaten the New Zealanders 4 times in the last 5 years. It's not a surprise anymore. Last year they beat us, the Aussies, and the Kiwis. They've been to the semi-finals at 2 of the last 3 Rugby World Cups. These guys are for real. And I'll say another thing about our South American friends. I think the missing piece in their puzzle now is to back up these victories with consecutive wins. Yes, they beat us, and New Zealand, and Australia, but then the next week they tend to get thumped. It's as if they used all their energy in the one match to beat us, that they had nothing left in the tank for the following week. If they can sort that out, believe you me, they become genuine Rugby World Cup contenders. And I'm so pleased for them. To be clear, South Africa and Argentina have always been friends. Amigos. Not just in rugby. We have the braai, and they have the asado. If you ever get the chance to attend an asado, make sure you do not miss out. Okay, a quick like-for-like comparison. In the front row, I think we have the edge, although I don't think we're destroying them there necessarily. If we expand it to the tight five, then I would say we have the advantage. Now, I don't think we're going to push them back 20 meters at scrum time, but I give us the edge. The lineouts are again going to be a big deal. We fared a lot better with Luit and Ruan in the second row in Wellington. Now, Eben is back and Luit is out. But I take courage from the fact that Argentina are unlikely to cheat at the lineouts like the All Blacks did. It's at the breakdown where I worry. It's not our greatest strength, as you know. And in Matera, Kramer and Oviedo, they have some serious ammunition, not to mention men like Gonzalez coming off the bench. So we could be in some big trouble there if we're not careful. I expect our backline to buzz again like it did in Wellington. I'm truly expecting to see Sasha shine here. But if we look at like for like, I actually think their halfback combination is better than ours, at least in terms of experience and reputation. Obviously, Kourbis has been around the block many times, but Sasha is still making his way in international rugby. Contrastingly, Carreras has been there and done it before. History buffs might also worry that Durban is the scene of our only loss on home soil to the Argentines. Los Pumas beat us solidly at Kings Park in 2015. To be fair, that team of ours on that day was in a bit of disarray, whereas Rassie's team is very settled, and we don't have a warehouse full of injury problems like Heineke Meyer's side did at the time. I mean, Jesse Creel started on the wing that day, even though we had Lwazi Mvovo on the bench. So who knows what was actually going on at that stage. This is different. I think after the malfunction at Ellis Park against Australia and the disappointment of Eden Park, the Springboks have finally got their act together. And knowing that two wins over the South Americans will likely be enough to win the rugby championship again, I foresee focus. Laser focus. And so, while I don't think it's going to be easy, I think in the end, we'll come out on top. And so my prediction is going to be South Africa 27, Argentina 13. But what do you think? Do you agree that this is a match that we will win, despite the warning signs? Or do you think Los Pumas have a trick up their sleeve, and this is the time they play their ace? Let me know in the comment section down below. And while you're down there, may I also encourage you to join my Patreon page. Your support helps me do this full time and go to Australia to cover the Rugby World Cup in 2027 from Down Under with daily coverage. If you sign up, you can get your name mentioned in my videos, get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched merchandise store, and even stand a chance to win the new Springbok jersey or biographies of James Small and Eben Etzebet. You might also be able to have quarterly Zoom calls with me where we discuss Springbok players, matches and tactics, and you might even be able to get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite player. It starts from as little as $5 per month, that's US dollars, not Zim dollars, and if that sounds like something you want to be a part of, then head on over to my Patreon page and sign up right now. The link is in the description area below, and I'll see you next time.